Yeah, it's great to have you on, Steve. Talk about the new album you have out and this new Steel Prophet release, which is doing very well right now.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, the short story is I've been working on that album for, started writing it in 2017. We didn't have a singer at some point, although I was writing the music and we're recording drums and all the riffs and stuff like that. And then eventually we got going with RD Leapicus, who I call Leah. Mm-hmm. He came in and we kind of rearranged a couple like parts on some of the songs and got everything tight so that it would work for him. He did the vocals and we got the album out, and it just came out yesterday or 2 days ago.
You know, Steve, I followed the band for quite a long time, and you know, I have to ask, you know, in my opinion, this is the best record you've ever put out, from a production standpoint and songwriting standpoint, and why did this album turn out so great for you?
Well, I think I think a lot of it had to do with, first off, when I was writing the riffs for the album, I was thinking back to like my early days of like loving music and guitar based music and, you know, hard rock, heavy metal and stuff like that. And, I just had this feeling like I just wanted to make it kind of like it was back then. Like, it was, a lot of it was very like simple back then, you know. It wasn't mm-hmm. like the stuff was super complex or something like that. It just rocked, you know. So I started writing the riffs kind of like with that in mind, kind of like just wanting to capture that early magic like when everything sounds brand new and fresh to you, you know. Mm-hmm. When Leah came in, it's just like, you know, we had a really great singer. Rick was a great singer and all that, but it's like Leah, he's like he's a producer, he's an engineer, he's a schooled musician, and he's recorded a lot of albums with him singing, and he's recorded and produced, you know, maybe 100 albums of other bands. So he has a whole different thing that he brings to the table that we never had before,
right?
And it just really helped, because like I wrote some of the melody lines for his voice, and he would like listen to them, and then he would rearrange them, and what he came up with, I'd just be like, shit, I never would have come up with that. That is so much better than what I came up with, you know?
Right.
So I think between the two things, like trying to capture that magic of like the early riffs and then having a guy that just is like head and shoulders, like above most of his peers, you put the two together, and I think it just turned into a really great album.
You know, I know you have a different singer and, you know, with Rick and everything like that, and the albums were, you know, this album here, it's just so much different, but it's so awesome. And I remember putting it in, I'm thinking, man, I was not expecting this.
So yeah, you were probably expecting something, you know, similar to all the past works and stuff like that. But this one just, I really feel like it just, we improved our game, you know, like we just like put it on steroids or something like that. It's like, it's like a 50 or 60% improvement in like anything we've ever done, really, for me.
You know, the main sound of the band pretty much has changed quite a bit, you know, from the production songwriting standpoint. And did you go into when you went to write this record, did you go into it with this kind of intention of making it sound like this?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, there's like a couple things. One is like I was already thinking about, like I said, I was just trying to like go back in time a little bit to where everything sounds new and fresh, you know, mm-hmm. like when you're, you know, you're putting on that first time you got an Iron Maiden album and you're like, what the hell is this, you know? Mm-hmm. Or the first time you hear like freaking Eruption by Van Halen or something like that, and you're just like, you know, it just sounds brand new. And so I was working on it from that angle, and I was noticing like different things about some of my favorite music and pieces. And you know, I kind of like cracked the code on a few songs and pieces and stuff like that, and I decided to incorporate some of that into my own writing this time around. Mm-hmm. I had another thought, but what was the question again?
I was just basically talking about your style of playing, that it's different than, say, it was on the early releases, where I think it's a little more progressive on the older albums. But this one, it's like there's a lot more focusing on the riffs, and, you know, and the songwriting in general is just so much different and a little more straight in your face. You know, I think your style has changed.
Yeah. Another thing is I never wrote before with I threw like a drum machine onto everything that I started writing this time around. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, that might have had some kind of effect too. It kind of just started coming together in some ways, but a lot of it was kind of deliberate too.
Now, how's the feedback been and the reaction from everybody? I know for myself, I think the album's been great, but, you know, what kind of reactions are you seeing, especially with the fact that the album itself sounds a lot different than what you've done in the past with Steel Prophet?
It's getting like real good feedback, Tony. It's kind of like what you're saying. It's like we're getting a lot of feedback like that, where there's people that heard the old stuff. Some of them were not that much into it, and now to them it feels like a whole new band that they can really get into. Mm-hmm. To some of the older fans, some of the negative feedback is it doesn't really sound like the band used to sound. You mm-hmm. know, it's got a new singer, and it's like like you said, the riffs are kind of like more focused and stuff like that, and a little bit less progressive. And for some people, that's disappointing. But most of the people, they're just like, whether it sounds like our old albums or it sounds like a new band or something like that, most people are just saying, hey, it's a kick-ass record, and mm-hmm. and they like it, and that's good. And so right now, I mean, it's been like selling out in the shops over in Germany, and like I heard they sold out all the copies they had at the Keep It True Festival like in a short amount of time. And it's I haven't really heard much negative stuff about it at all.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's like I never had a record just by a band that I hadn't heard from in a while just come out of nowhere and just blow everybody away, you know? I mean, that's kind of how that whole situation happened for me, and I thought it was pretty amazing.
We kept it secret. We're like, we known that Leah was in the band for like a year and a half, but it was our plan was like, a lot of times you announce it, you say, oh, okay, well, you know, Steel Prophet has this new singer, and then it takes like a year and a half till you end up getting an album. And we're like, no, let's just keep it a secret. When we're ready and the whole thing is done and we've got the videos done and all that, we're just going to say, boom, here's Steel Prophet's got a new singer. Here it is. Got a record ready. And it's like, that way you don't have to wait and kind of think about, well, what might it sound like? It's like, boom, it was just right there in your face, ready for consumption.
Now, how'd you hook up with Leah to get him into this project and talk about how he became part of Steel Prophet?
Yeah, well, he mixed our last album, Omniscient. And so that was how we met. So he, you know, I had been introduced to him from a longtime Steel Prophet supporter and writer. He used to write for Heavy Oder Voss magazine over in Germany, and he's just been a fan of Steel Prof for ages, and he suggested Leah as a guy to mix the last album. So we met him. He mixed the last album. As I was writing the new album, I had like 9 of the songs all kind of all written, and we had the drums and everything like that. So I started sending some of the songs to Leah to just say, hey, you know, we're doing a new album. You know, once we get a singer, you know, we'll probably want to mix it like in, you know, a few months or something like that. What do you think? So he heard the new songs and he was like, yeah, I like these new songs a lot, man. They're really good. They're really catchy. They're, you know, like they're catchier than the last album to me, you know, that kind of thing. And he was giving me some ideas about what we should tell the vocalist when we got him, like what kind of harmonies he should do and stuff like that. And he said that he could record some of the harmonies just so, you know, as an example. And then, you know, if we like it, we could keep them or have the other guy redo the harmonies or something like that. So, you know, I said, yeah, that sounds great. And then right away, it's like the light bulb went off over my head. And I was like, wait a minute. You just sing harmonies. What do you think about singing the lead vocals? Mm-hmm. You know, and that was it. And, you know, we kind of laughed about it. And he thought I was joking at first. And then I was like, no, I'm not joking, man. Like, what do you think? You know, and he's like, I don't know. I'm pretty busy, you know. And he kind of turned it down. And then like a couple days later, you know, we're still talking about some of the songs. And I asked him one more time, and he said, you know, I'll think about it. And he thought about it, and you could see what happened.
Now, you had a long hiatus between albums, and why is that? Why did it take so long for this record to come out?
Well, you know, we put out Omniscient, and, you know, people were glad that we were back. You know, it was like the first album in like 10 years and stuff like that. You know, people weren't crazy about it. It's like, it was a very, to me, I really like the album. It's very odd album. It's very abstract and odd. And, you know, I like that. I don't like to, you know, make the same album all the time. But so we made that. It wasn't that well received. Nothing really happened. And, you know, I got a job, you know, I work in medical device engineering and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. So time just kind of rolled on. And then eventually I just kind of got a bug up my ass. And I was like, I feel like writing some songs, man, you know, and that was like a couple years later. And I, you know, called up Vince and I said, hey, man, I'm going to write some songs, man. What do you think? And he's like, sounds killer, man. Let's do it. And that's it. So in 2017, you know, about 3 years after Omniscient, we started writing again. And then, you know, it took a little while to get a singer and just, you know, demo the shit and really just put the album together, you know, get the art and the whole thing. We signed a new record deal, too, with Roar Records, which was a real benefit to us. They have put in so much promotion. You know, like they've gone above and beyond. Our contract calls for this, but they're doing like 20 or 30% more than what they're supposed to do, and you know they're putting their money where their mouth is, and so that's really good.
Now, do you have any plans for doing any shows or anything coming up to promote this album?
Yeah, I think that we're definitely up for it. Right now we're kind of like checking to see what the sales are like. It just came out on Friday, and about a week I think we'll get a pretty good picture of how well it did, you know, with the sound scans over in Europe and that kind of thing. And if the sales are strong, then we've been talking to the label, and they're gonna want to put together like a, you know, 10 to 15 date European tour with a good headliner. And so that's kind of what's on the horizon.
Now, I read something about some of the releases getting reissued. And is that something that is on the horizon for you?
Yeah, I mean, the label Pure Steel put out our first two or three early records. At some point, Roar Records is going to re-release the Nuclear Blast Years on vinyl. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that because they've never been on vinyl before, and I think they're going to sound pretty good on, you know, like Dark Hallucinations, Book of the Dead, Messiah,
right?
That kind of stuff, yeah.
Well, this album is so much different than what you had done in the past. You know, I'm listening to this, and I'm hearing all this more progressive stuff from the past, but, you know, I wasn't expecting this thing to come out much heavier and straightforward the way that it actually did.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I think it's a lot like Steel Prophet in the fact that there's a variety. Like, there's... you know, we do a little, there's like some doom to one of the songs, there's like some thrash to a song, there's kind of like some 80s new wave of British heavy metal style to one of the songs, there's, you know, like a Judas Priest vibe on this song, or there's, you know, like a Sabbath vibe on this, or Scorpions, you know, like, you know, we got the one song, to me, it's like Tigers, Pantang, Scorpions, and, you know, like early Def Leppard, the last song on the album. So, you know, it's true to us, and the fact that I always like to write variety into the thing, and not just like perfect like one song and do 10 versions of it. Kind of like, you know, AC/DC, they're a great band, but every song, it's like, boom, you know what you're going to get. There's not a lot of variety on their albums.
Right.
But
now that you've put out this really awesome album, I know it's a little soon to ask because this album just came out, but do you have plans for a follow-up record at this point?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is when, you know, like we felt like we were going to make a great record. When we got together with Leah, we thought that we already had great songs written, and we felt like we're going to put that together with a great singer and a great production, and we felt like this is going to be a great record. But what actually came out really surpassed our expectations. Mm-hmm. And there was a couple things that we were like talking about that, you know, should have been done differently, and we could have improved certain things, and so that's what we did. We just kept on making note of that and saying, okay, well, on the next record, this is how we're gonna do things. We're gonna like make these improvements that we learned from doing this one. So clearly, everybody is down with another record, and I don't think it's gonna be another 5 years. We already have a singer, we have a system in place for working, and I would say we probably have another record in like 2 years or something like that at the most.
Now, you had very good musical chemistry with Rick, and did you think that coming in with Leah that you would have this kind of musical chemistry with him and that things really would have turned out the way that they have?
It's hard to say. He was very confident, you know. He was just really confident. Because he had heard the song, so he knew what he was getting, and he felt like he could write some killer hook lines and choruses. He was totally confident about that, and I believed in him. You know, I thought, yeah, I don't see why not. It's just it was even better than I expected, because I just thought, I'm just like imagining it. I'm like, here's these riffs. And then here's this guy's voice, and it's a killer voice. I love his voice. And I was just like going, this is going to be great. But then when I heard what he actually did, I was like, how did he come up with that? That is just like, I can't think of anything better. It's like, it's perfection, you know? How did he do that?
Right.
You know, so it was, you know, I think we expected a good chemistry, but it just came out even better than either of us was expecting.
Now, I do have one more question for you, Steve, and that is, any last words to say to the fans that are going to be checking this out?
Yeah, I would say I you know, to the people that that really been supporting Steel Prophet all these years, it's like, I feel very humbled by your support. It's really a great feeling to know that that the music that I've been making has been appreciated, and in turn, I appreciate what you've done for us by buying the albums, giving us feedback, letting us know how it's affected your life, and you know, your enjoyment of music and the entertainment. And it's been a very rewarding experience for us all these years to know that our music is being appreciated.